For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Christine Quinn is fighting back against her estranged husband's temporary restraining order request, claiming that he can't be trusted. In documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, the Selling Sunset alum charged her ex, Christian Dumontet, is not credible and has continued to lie as a means of emotional manipulation. Quinn said Dumontet's even gone as far as allegedly faking his own mother's heart attack days after he filed for divorce on April 5. The accusations were filed in Los Angeles court on Monday as part of their dual restraining order requests. On April 10, 2024, I was informed of Christian's request to FaceTime his mother, Nancy Dumontet, with our son because his mother had recently suffered from a heart attack, Quinn's response read. I regularly keep in touch with my son's grandmother, Nancy Dumontet, and spoke with her that very morning, and I know this to be untrue. She did not suffer a heart attack, she explained. This attempt to exploit a family member's false medical condition is yet another attempt by Christian to manipulate me, my attorneys, and even his own attorneys, the ex-reality TV star claimed. Quinn said she's extremely concerned that Christian will go to any lengths necessary, including great emotional manipulation, as a means to monitor my activity while the restraining order is in effect. RadarOnline.com told you first, the judge granted Quinn temporary protection from Dumontet, ordering him to stay 100 yards away from her and their two-year-old son. She also granted exclusive use of their mansion. However, she claimed she cannot access my own home because her ex allegedly changed the gate codes. According to Quinn, her estranged husband hired an armed security guard who entered the property on several occasions. She claims she even confronted the man during one instance, snapping photos of him exclusively obtained by this outlet. Quinn and Dumontet are locked in a nasty divorce battle after he was arrested in March following an explosive fight that allegedly involved their son. She claimed he threw a bag full of glass at the toddler, resulting in a hospital visit for the youngster and a night in jail for her husband. He denied the allegations and filed a petition for a protective order against her. However, Dumontet was arrested again when he violated an emergency protective order she had at the time by returning to their marital home after being released from jail over the alleged bag-tossing incident. Quinn's estranged husband has since filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences as the reason for their split. The pair are fighting over their young son, with both gunning for primary custody.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.